Something else that Cyril Ramaphosa said during his State of the Nation address on Thursday night was that municipalities in good financial standing, and let's face it, there are not too many of those littered across the South African landscape, but municipalities in good financial standing will be allowed to procure their own power from independent power producers. This is something that the City of Cape Town has been wanting to do for a while, and they've even started a court case to ask a court to direct the government to allow them to do that. That court case has a hearing in May, and my understanding is that the city still wants to go ahead with that court case. Kadri Nasip is Executive Director of Energy at the City of Cape Town. Kadri, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
I suppose you could, in your office, you only start to get really excited about this when you see, what would one call it, physical action from Gwede Mantashe's department to begin or to gazette the revised Schedule 2 of the Electricity Regulation Act, which would give legislative muscle to Ramaphosa's statement.
Well, absolutely, John. I think if you look at the reaction so far from the Executive Mayor and the Premier, they've both come out with statements that talk to cautious optimism. So realistically speaking, we're waiting for Minister Gwede Mantashe now to operationalize the statements from the President.
Once that happens, I mean, I presume you've done a fair amount of planning in anticipation that either directed by the court or through common sense from the government that you would be in a position to go ahead and do this. So how much of the planning has been done and is waiting to be put into action when you finally get the legislative bureaucratic go-ahead?
So I think we should just separate out, I think, first the court case from the announcement from the President, because I think they'll probably involve two slightly different processes. I think the President's announcement would probably be more in line with a fifth bid round window under the REAP program. So that would obviously entail a nationally led program with the municipality being the beneficiary and probably a signatory to a power purchase agreement with a producer of power. Whereas the other process that we had in mind, which is then more linked to the court case, would culminate in a power purchase agreement and a procurement process led exclusively by the city. So a lot of preparatory work has gone, John, into the relationship that we would have with the public and the private sector. So working with National Treasury, for example, on setting up a mini IPP office within the city. That office would then direct the process in terms of public procurement, as well as the rules that would be then disseminated to the public, as well as assisting in the drafting of power purchase agreements, as well as the pricing signals that get sent to the market, in anticipation of the various kinds of technologies that might be offered, and that would include renewable energy, it would possibly include gas, possibly storage, and possibly some energy efficiency that might be thrown in as a demand response measure as well.
Once you start that process, once permissions have been granted and you are cleared to set up your own IPP office within the City of Cape Town, how long is a piece of string? Sometimes things go well, sometimes things go not so well, sometimes things go terribly. But realistically, how long between the establishment of an independent power procurement program for the city and delivery on a significant scale to the city of independent power?
So I would say if we're using that same cautious optimism terminology, I would say to you 2 to 3 years before you see a wind turbine blade rotating or you start seeing the first power plants in terms of solar generating electricity onto the grid. And that's a function usually of things like financial closure on their part. It might be environmental impact assessments, the acquisition of generating licenses, as well as concluding their power purchase agreements. There are other factors like land reservation, etc., that do play a role. But I could say to you on an optimistic note that we would be looking at 2 to 3 years. There is one potential stumbling block, and I say potential stumbling block because we haven't as yet encountered overtly negative reaction. That is from National Treasury, and it's what we call a Section 33 approval process. And in the simplest form, it means that the municipality, which normally signs contracts up to 3 years, obviously needs to sign a longer-term contract now in the order of perhaps 20 to 25 years, and therefore requires special approval for this from National Treasury. And how long that process will take, that's where that piece of string comes into the equation, John.
Okay, and then technically, I mean, is this quite simple that there is a connection to the grid and the power that is fed from the wind farm or from the solar panel array into the grid then only goes to grid connections that the city of Cape Town manages and operates?
Earlier I mentioned to you that there would have to be rules that get established, and those rules would also extend to the service connection charges. So, for example, if you feed into the Eskom network, there would obviously be a use of system charge that has to be levied based on the amount of electricity, as well as the upgrading of the infrastructure that's required to allow for feeding of that power. Those costs have to be shared through the network, and in particular, some of them will be carried by the generator themselves. Then, of course, that power gets sent through to the city's network, depending on where the original plant was located. And then, of course, the city has to accommodate that in terms of its feeding points as well. So there will be some specific network costs that have to be factored in, but those will be looked at in the context of the the financial viability of the project.
Kadri Nasip, thank you very much indeed. Executive Director of Energy at the City of Cape Town.